Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, for my next milestone birthday, I think we need to do something really big, like go to Mexico on a private jet.
You mean for your 40th?
I didn't say in 15 years, so how dare you? But that is a good point because I have been inspired by Britney Spears going real big for her 40th yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what happens when you're not imprisoned by your own family.
Wow, such a concept. She's honestly living her best life. She's letting loose on a very cool Mexican vacay with her fiancé, Sam Asghari.
Yeah, but okay, is he still just her fiancé, though?
I mean, I don't know. He is dropping hints lately that may say otherwise.
I mean, if anyone's going to spill the tea on herself, it's going to be Britney.
Yeah, for sure. And she's spilling a lot lately, and I gotta say, we love it.
Yeah, I mean, give that birthday piñata the best bash, girl.
Yeah, pretend it's Jamie. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, December 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation. Give me that, hot
goss. So, Britney's 40, and she's doing it upright, I gotta say. Like, obviously, she's celebrating a new decade in her life and a whole new era as a free woman. And what better way than a little international travel with her fiancé, Sam Asghari? Like, I gotta say, Brit's really living it up in a lot of ways since her conservatorship ended. And
yeah,
it makes me really happy to see. Now, we obviously don't have all the details of the celebration because for some reason we weren't invited. But
still don't understand that.
Yeah, we did so much. but we did get a glimpse of it on Britney's Instagram. She shared a clip yesterday of her and Sam starting the celebration on a private jet to Mexico, which I gotta say, that's a really great way to start a celebration.
Yeah, I really don't understand why we're flying coach.
Yeah, what?
It's private all the way.
Yeah.
So in the Insta video, Sam is seen popping open a bottle of the Bubblies next to a cake in the shape of the letter B. And it's decorated with bright red roses, such a Britney Spears thing.
It was so pretty, too.
Yeah.
Like, super jealous.
And Britney captioned it, "I'm so blessed and grateful. Tears of joy today. Thank you all for the B-Day wishes. I didn't even drink the champagne. No lie." Which, drink the champagne.
Yeah.
Pass the champagne.
Exactly.
Come on, Brittany.
She's not a Richie, I guess.
Not yet. Now that she can listen to whatever she wants.
True.
You know she's just going to be binging these episodes.
Yeah.
She also shared a clip of a large balloon display that read, "Happy Birthday, Brittany," on top of a pool overlooking the ocean. And as they entered their tropical resort, a mariachi band played to welcome them. And then, of course, fireworks, because you gotta have fireworks.
Yeah, of course. I just, oh my gosh. Like, Mexican resorts are such a vibe. Like, just the mariachi. Like, I love them so much. And
yeah. You can't be in a bad mood.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
And all I gotta say is, thank God it seems like Brittany has found the right guy. I'm super hopeful for them. And like, Sam seems like he's really there for her. He's doing everything he can to make her birthday special, as a fiance should.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 13 birthdays to make up for, so
yeah,
he's delivering. A source tells E! That Sam's going all out on gifts for Brittany and says they want to completely live it up and not be low-key about it. And
I think they're succeeding.
More power to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
The E! Source also said what a lot of us are thinking, that it's the first birthday where Brittany doesn't feel like she's just withering away. This year, they're happy to celebrate Brittany getting older because she's finally growing into her true self. Mm-hmm. And also, she finally feels like she has purpose, and Brittany wants to celebrate that to the fullest.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's given us great content, too,
which
is good that she's giving it to us on her own terms, and we're not hearing all about it from tabloids all the time.
Right, right. I love how, like, social media has allowed celebrities to control their narrative.
Yes, me too. But as is always true with Brittany, there's, of course, another story brewing. Mm-hmm. Talk about rumors. Is it possible that Brittany and Sam are celebrating another occasion, too? We mentioned it at the top. Sam posted a tribute to Brittany on Instagram for her birthday, and it has some fans thinking that he and Britt are already married.
Yeah, which is what happens when you refer to someone as your wife.
What?
So Sam posted two photos of Brittany and him embracing and captioned the post, "I call you lioness because I admire your relentless strength. I'm inspired by your beautiful heart. I celebrate your smile that lights up my world. Every day is your birthday, my queen." And then ended it with, "Happy first birthday to my wife."
I will say, this is a word people throw around all the time.
It is. It is.
So it could just be like the hip slang.
Agreed. But the first birthday threw me off. Is it first birthday because it's like her first birthday, like being free? Or is it her first birthday as his wife? That's what I was like.
Good question. It's confusing all around, honestly.
Sam, care to comment?
Yeah. Sam, come on. I just couldn't stop focusing on him grabbing her butt.
I mean.
So. I missed the wife part altogether because I was so focused on that.
Sam's all of us there.
Yeah, but I was apparently alone because Brittany fans totally freaked in the comment section. Obviously, we can't expect Sam to just casually mention his wife, Brittany, not get a reaction.
Yeah, I will say Sam seems to be somebody who knows exactly what he's doing. Like, I don't think anything's an accident.
No.
The comment section is truly just filled with people demanding answers, saying, "Wife? When? Congratulations." Another saying, "It's the perfect thing to marry on or the day before her birthday. Looks like a government building, possible elopement."
Oh, boy.
Which, honestly, these comments, when people say stuff like that, I'm just like, are you like holding it up to pictures of like stock photos of government buildings? Like, why do you know this?
Yeah.
But yeah, the social sleuths are out. They're commenting on where Brittany and Sam are in the pictures. They are seen standing in a narrow hallway, but most likely it's the private jet they flew down to Mexico, which, to be fair, most people won't know what that looks like.
That's true.
I don't know why they'd think it was a government building, though. But we did love noticing the reflection of the guy taking the photo in the photo.
Yeah.
He had this like blank expression on his face in between Brittany and Sam's legs, which I feel like he's just like in awe. Like, how is this my life? I can't believe this.
Yeah. Big, big moment for him. I looked at I zoomed in on it and his face looked super weird. And I'm like, that's 100% Jamie Spears wearing a human mask. He's like, I will be a part of this one way or the other. But yeah, it was creepy and weird.
He was probably scouting out a new gym location.
Oh, God. He's like, where can I ruin another business? So there hasn't been an official wedding announcement, obviously, from Britt or Sam yet. But we do know that Brittany's been planning her wedding and she has hinted about it on her social media.
Yeah, she's given us a little bit, and I appreciate her for that. Like, she's told us what her dress will be like. Mm-hmm. So in early November, she posted a photo slideshow of her in a pink dress that did look a lot like a wedding dress. And she captioned it, "No, this is not my wedding dress. Ha 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 ha. Donatella Versace is making my dress as we speak. Have a good night, folks." Mm-hmm. She also filmed a TikTok in early October while on vacation in French Polynesia and said that she and Sam were wondering whether to get married in New York, Italy, Greece, or Australia, which
I had the same dilemma.
I was going to say, I remember when you were planning, you were like, which of these locations should we do?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that just the possibilities are endless. And so is our money. So obviously, Brittany has a lot in her life to celebrate. Like, she happily turned 40. She's getting married. She's finally out of her soul-sucking conservatorship. Mm-hmm. And she is speaking out more about her freedom and what she went through to get it.
Yeah.
So yesterday on her Instagram, Brittany marked her birthday with a post saying, "I did almost 250 shows in Las Vegas for 4 years and went out twice. With that said, I think I will have to put on my hot little dresses every night for the rest of my life to break even for working for my family my whole life with only old songs permitted." Mm. And she ended it with, "Kiss my beautiful white ass, Marika." Peach emoji, lip emoji, flag emoji, of course.
I gotta say, that is just heartbreaking. Like, you're
Wait,
in Vegas for, I know, there's a lot. You're in Vegas, 250
oh,
shows.
Yeah.
4 years, you go out twice.
Yeah.
But then also, like, she can't even sing the song she wants. Old songs permitted. I mean, old songs are great, but, like, come on.
Yeah. I thought you meant the emojis were sad. And I was like, why are you so sad?
No, I'm always here for a good emoji game.
Yeah, for sure.
So Brittany's also been posting little skits on her social media, commenting on the trauma she endured in her conservatorship. She recently posted this funny vid in which she plays both a psychiatrist and a patient, meant to be herself, I'm sure, mocking the forced creepy therapy she experienced. Mm-hmm. Did you watch this? It's truly like, it's a performance.
It truly is. I mean, she's acting.
Yeah, she captioned the skit saying, "Being forced to pay and listen to women telling me how they are going to further my success," and said she had decided to dedicate her life to skits to the wonderful therapist. Which, oh my gosh.
My favorite thing about this is that one website, their headline was, "Britney's doing skits now." It was like, that's their takeaway. "Britney's doing skits." It was so funny to me for some reason. Like,
she's a skit performer.
She is. She's going to be on SNL.
All the comments were like, she should be on SNL. Get her on SNL.
Watch out, Sam Asghari with Pete Davidson on the list. You better watch it. So the great thing is we have a 40-year-old, upbeat, active, and unleashed Brittany. Mm-hmm. She's letting loose on the gram. She's sharing fantastic skits. Mm-hmm. And she is telling us more about her experience in her conservatorship, which I actually appreciate her openness.
Yeah.
But what do you think Brittany's life looks like now that she's free and 40?
I mean, I think, and this is the answer that I think is the most important, is that it looks however she wants it to look like. Like, I feel like the last few months have been Brittany being Brittany. Whoever she is, that's who she is. And
yes,
I just look forward to getting more of it.
Yeah, I mean, she's so lucky. She's a star.
But she's no longer crying.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Joshua J. Hacheng is our associate producer.
Steve Maser is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.